a little surprise for you this afternoon as well. I told you I was going to go in there and arm wrestle Joe Smith to see if he'd come on. Well, hey, good to see you.
That's not good news.
No, it's not.
I got excited about them sitting with six wins here as we get ready to go into December, and you hit me with this Taylor surgery.
Now, the good news is what? Zach Moss is eighth in the NFL in rushing yards.
Well.
And you have somebody who's already
been very capable, yeah.
Absolutely. So it's not panic just yet, but you're right, Joe. It's not when it rains, it pours. But this is why Jonathan Taylor held out. This is why he wanted some financial guarantee, because at his position,
yeah.
I watched that game on Sunday. I went back and watched it. There wasn't one time when I said, oh, geez, Jonathan Taylor's going to have some issues moving forward. I thought of any play. When he went down to the goal line and he stretched out for it, maybe that he tweaked his shoulder a little bit.
Right.
But he got up and got back into it, and everything was fine and dandy. So all of the rumor scuttlebutt and everything else, Jonathan Taylor, they hope he can return in 2 to 3 weeks. Zach Moss, more than a capable backup. Thumb surgery in Los Angeles tomorrow. And the Colts, who have won 3 straight, they will head to Tennessee.
Yeah, 3-0 and November.
Should be a nice day in Tennessee, Joe. It's going to be 54 here, so that's down Interstate 65. Could be warming up, and we'll see what happens. Well, Smitty's here today because yesterday, Joe, we had the IHSA does a great job of tweeting the state championship winners on their Twitter, and yesterday, 30 years ago today, the Bloomington South Panthers won the IHSAA 5A football state championship. Now, that's a big deal for multiple reasons.
Well, it got me thinking. Well, I missed that, but it got me thinking because I saw it today only because it happened to, 25 years ago today. And, Bachman Turner Overdrive, the big song.
Taking care of business,
out,
right?
Taking care of business became the theme of the 98 team, Rex Grossman's senior year, after a very disheartening, disgusting loss in 1997 that the Panthers had, losing a one-pointer at the Hoosier Dome to Penn 21-20 the year previous. That was my son's senior year. Jeff was on that team, and that was tough to go into the locker room after that broadcast and, kind of console him his senior year. And, he didn't play all that much, but
still your senior year.
Yeah, I mean, he came out and made the team and, he was came off the bench and was an outside linebacker and, he was a senior on that team, yeah. And but anyway –
so November 27th and November 28th.
Yeah, back to back. We go back. But I got thinking, and when I came into the station, and I'm going to do a story tomorrow just in the fact that down memory lane, and I will add, because I had kind of forgotten about it, but there's a story behind it, and I might as well just make a whole report out of it tomorrow.
Great idea.
Since we're, wrapping up the month of November here this week. That on Saturday, the 27th of November, 1993, I had waited 24 years to call a state championship involving a Bloomington team. And it was Bloomington South's Mo Moriarty's first state championship that he brought home as head coach of the Panthers back in 93 when they beat Lake Central, the Indians, on that Saturday at the Hoosier Dome. And that was, turned out to be a heck of a game. And that skipped by me, and you're right. That was 30 years ago. And then 5 years later, to this day, 25 years ago, a quarter century ago, they ended the regular season with a 28-game regular season winning streak. But coming out of that, we're kind of hopscotching around. So, but I wanted to stay with this 98 team because – of what they accomplished that year, taking care of business, and that was their theme. And it was really interesting because Glass, they started the postseason having to play Martinsville, a team that they totally destroyed during the regular season, 41-7. And, my memory bank 25 years later was it's full of sand and cobwebs. And I was remembering that sectional game, and yeah, They won 14-7. That's how they started the postseason. And
what do coaches usually tell you, Joe? Wow, the first one's the toughest one, right?
The toughest one, especially in a rematch with your rival. And back in those days, Martinsville was certainly the rival. It wasn't Bloomington North back in those days like it is now. And Martinsville is not, you know, not near the rival as it –
Well, they had the Earl Hannaford years, and they had the Israel Thompson years.
So then they,
those were good players.
And then they beat Center Grove 41-14, and dusted Jeffersonville 42-28. And then Dick Dullahan and a very good Ben Davis team came calling, and that was a very cold November semi-state game down here at Huff Memorial. And it was 52-21. And, I mean, Ben Davis had a very good team. And South just crushed them 52-21. So that took them into the dome, the RCA dome then. So we had two different names. We had the Hoosier Dome in 93, and we had the RCA Dome in
98.
In 98.
Well, 98 was busy for you as well because wasn't there a class basketball championship final? For all class, when did North win the last all class basketball?
Well, that was the year before. So, and
97. And, so you were picking up rent there.
Well, and it all started in 93, and then they all started coming, in with both schools in both sports. But so anyway, the RCA Dome with Homestead, Homestead up around the Fort Wayne area, came in and. Was 35-14 was the final, but it culminated, and the thing about both state champions, they both finished 14-0. There was perfection in both years, and but that was Rex's senior year, and I got to thinking about who some of the, and he had a great stable,
And Rex is Rex Grossman, for those of you not familiar with Bloomington,
who obviously had. Committed and went on to Florida to play for Steve Spurrier, and but what a, looking at some of the names, the wide receivers that were on that team, Tommy Hayes and Steve Sutherland, the tight end was Jonesy, and what was his first name? I'm looking at.
You can read that print. That's pretty good.
Yeah. Jeff Jones. I mean, how can I forget it? I mean, he and his...
Jeff Jones?
Yep, Jeff Jones, who was...
Solution Tree Jeff Jones?
I don't think so.
Okay. Well, that's not the, no offense to the Joe Smiths of the world, but I only have one favorite Joe Smith.
He may be. I've kind of lost track of that. But he and his dad and I coached the Paintown Boathouse Royals. Both of our sons played Little League down in Smithville for years. But Jeff was a heck of a tight end on that team. But the running back was Rob Shirley that year. But, boy, they had some great great players on that team, no question about it.
Rex Grossman would go on to
Nat
finish
Hill,
second
our good friend,
in this Heisman Trophy voting at Florida, for those of you just trying to
Adam
maybe
Hayes,
get a little
Tommy Hayes, boy, Charles Davis. Jared Devich, heck of a linebacker. Wow. Some Ed Broderick, a name of the past, but he was the place kicker. Juan Beer. Rob Shirley was the running back. But
so that was Mo's second title.
Yeah, that was Mo's second title. Kevin Prawl, who was a backup quarterback. Jim McMillan was the AD back then. Marcy Vols served under him. But Jim Mueling was on the staff at that time. George Gettle, who went on, he was the DC, went on to the coach at Northview for a number of years. Greer Werner, our good friend. Alan Dick. Gosh, brings back a lot of Rob Dubinsky. Jim Buttry. Why? I'm just looking at B.J. Camfield, Chad Luck, David Shunk, who coached the Bengals to a title just this past year into youth football for my grandson, Ethan. But, yeah, they had some great Sean Kemp. Wow. You talk about linebackers and front line guys. Matt Garcia, Matt Tumur. Wow. I'm just looking at some names that are popping up. But, you know, Rex that year threw 39 touchdown passes. Now, so that was the 98 team, 5A state champion, 7 state regional, sectional, conference, Indiana.
What was their tightest regular season game, Joe? You didn't mention many there. It sounded like the opening
well,
of the sectional.
Well, that was the year.
Was
well,
the
they
one.
Played Warren Central in week two, and it was 29-21.
Woo!
But that was the year that they spun four shutouts. And it was rivaled by this past team, this past club, Gabe's crew, that had as many shutouts. But they had as many in the regular season. Well, they had four in the regular season.
And the other interesting part is this was the biggest class of Indiana high school football at the time.
Yes.
We're talking about the Homesteads and the Ben Davis and the Warren Centrals. Mm-hmm. Now those city schools obviously have expanded to 6A while South is still in 5A.
Yeah.
But there was no there was no fooling around back then, Smitty.
So they wound up 21st nationally, and as I say, with a 28-game regular season winning streak. So I only, you know, and Bachman-Turner Overdrive taking care of business, and they took care of business and atoned for that 97-21-20 loss to Penn. Chris Giesman was the longtime coach up there at Penn, and that was a disgusting loss. Panthers got sloppy, fumbled about three times in that ball game. So you got me started about that, and I didn't know. Then I got thinking, and I dug out the Herald Times. And, you know, I still had it, the 5A state champion souvenir edition that came out on Thursday, December 2nd, 1993. Well done by the HT back when it was, you know.
Firing it all in cylinders, right?
Yeah, and they put together an outstanding.
It's almost like a yearbook, right, Joe?
Yeah, it was souvenir edition. And it was a near perfect game. And the starting lineup against Lake Central that particular year, Chad Batchelor started at split end. Brock Hills, Jason Gardner, heck of an offensive lineman. David Kuntz snapped the ball. Bo Barzalauskas went on and won Mr. Indiana football. Right next to him, Brady Shields. At tight end was Chad Carpenter. Eli Stoddard went on to play at Butler. You talk about a smart individual who made just great you know, he was just he could play anywhere. He did. He was just a tactician. You talk about a point guard that makes great decisions. Adam Kinzer, they ran a Veer offense back in the day. Damian Claybrook and Tyler Thompson, who we put in the Monroe County Sports Hall of Fame. Tyler, who was an excellent baseball player, as you know, went up through the Blue Jays organization, was a flanker back. That was the offense. Brady Shields was an outside linebacker. Bo went both ways back then. J.H. Payne, my golly, played over the nose. Aaron Crane was the right side tackle. Willie Sylvester, he and Jason Gardner. Gardner was just outstanding, played both ways. Matt Cain, he was the leading tackler, if my memory serves me correct, on that 93 team. He was the right inside linebacker. And then in the secondary, had Anthony Hickman, Toby Rogers, Chris Gosney, and Derek Hamster. He was the free side safety, and that was the 93 starting lineup that played at the Hoosier Dome against Lake Central. And that was a doggone funny game, as it turned out. I mean, it was 27-27 and a half. Unbelievable.
Halftime.
And I talked about Jason Gardner, and I remember now as I look at the box score, he returned, put the Panthers on top as Lake Central got sloppy. He scooped and scored a 17-yard scoop and score, and it was 6-0 right off the get-go. And then Tyler had a 34-yard pass from Eli Stoddard. But on the day, Eli, who also was a dual threat, He ended up being the leading rusher on the day, but Eli on the day was 17 of 26 for 249 and two touchdowns. Tyler caught eight passes for 117, and Carpenter was an excellent receiver, and so was Claybrook out of the backfield. But anyway, South ended up with 399 total yards, but it was 6-0 total in the second half, and as it turned out, Damian Claybrook, Tyler Thompson, ended up scoring the game-winning touchdown on a third-quarter aerial 15-yarder from Stoddard that made the score 33-27 with 9 minutes to play in the third, and that was it. Defensive
adjustments at halftime, it sounds like.
Defense did the rest. I talked about Mark Kane, final defensive stats, Kane and Gardner and Aaron Crane along with Bo and Brady Shields. They were the defensive stars on that 93 team. But, they ended up scoring 533 points that year, Glass, in a 14-0 season and gave their opponents 138. You can do the math there. But Eli wasn't flashy. I mean, he threw for under 2,000 yards.
Different game back then, Joe.
23 touchdowns, but he only threw four interceptions.
More of an efficient passing game back then. It was kind of like when the passing started to open up a little bit more, where it wasn't always.
Saw it a lot more, you know.
And obviously with Rex, we saw plenty of it as he owns just about every passing record in the South history books.
Yeah.
So November 27th and November 28th, Bloomington South football history here on a Monday and a Tuesday.
History, and both of them state champions, both of them perfection, 14-0. And it happened the week of after Thanksgiving. This week, let's see, when was the 20th? Well, it was Monday, wasn't it?
Yeah, yesterday and today. Yeah. So, perfect. Well, I'm glad I wrangled you in here.
Yeah,
so are our listeners.
Yeah.
Because that's the stuff, again, you were there, front and center, press box, for all, most of those games. Obviously,
Thad Anderson, I was remembering who my color analyst was. Thad Anderson was a very talented young man that I – helped it back in the early days. He left and went on to become the voice of the Colorado State Buffaloes.
Wow.
Out in Fort Collins, and haven't heard from him in a while, but he was very talented. He was my color man in football, did a good job. Been very fortunate through the years to have outstanding color men in both sports, as you well know, and I was kind of curious. Yeah, but you got me looking, and
I'm glad you did, buddy.
Looked back in the 93 souvenir edition. Rex Kurtz didn't miss much back in those days, and I relied a lot on Rex, the Hall of Famer, journalist, but things have changed over the decades,
sure,
as you know.
But you know what's not going to change? 14-0,
yeah,
and unbeaten state champions. How about that? A little surprise Hall of Famer. On a Tuesday afternoon. You know what?
Turning the memory books.